specifically thank the presenters, Carol and Casey and Lacey and Laura and Elizabeth. And I wanted to thank all of them. I don't want to say all y'all because I'm from Texas, but for being awesome leaders this weekend, for making us think, reminding us to be grateful and to feel blessed, for providing a space to share and to be open about our own beautiful messes, to inspire us to have some tough conversations, and for tackling some big issues that our beautiful mess of a country and of a church and of a community are currently struggling with. I believe this weekend will help all of us to focus a little bit more and dig a little deeper as you go back to your home communities and hopefully share the revelations you've had with your friends and family and church family at home. So again, thanks to everybody for being here, and we're going to have a little more fun before we get on the boat. So thank you.
This weekend went by too fast.
Yes.
It can't be Monday already. So I wanted to offer a poem by a writer whose work I love very much, who happens not to be a woman in this lifetime. So I bring in a guy's voice for change. This is a poem by a writer named Ross Gay, and it's just called Thank You. If you find yourself, it's short, so I'm going to read it twice. Thank you. If you find yourself half naked and barefoot in the frosty grass, hearing again the earth's great sonorous moan that says, you are the heir of the now and the gone, that says, all you love will turn to dust and will meet you there. Do not raise your fist. Do not raise your small voice against it. And do not take cover. Instead, curl your toes into the grass. Watch the cloud ascending from your lips. Walk through the garden's dormant splendor. Say only, thank you. Thank you. If you find yourself half naked and barefoot in the frosty grass, hearing again the earth's great sonorous moan that says, you are the heir of the now and gone, that says, all you love will turn to dust and will meet you there. Do not raise your fist. Do not raise your small voice against it, and do not take cover. Instead, curl your toes into the grass. Watch the cloud ascending from your lips. Walk through the garden's dormant splendor. Say only, thank you. Thank you.
It's still morning, and the voice is probably not warmed up yet. I want to invite you to be seated and have a posture of openness, whatever that means to you. Take a moment and find it helpful. I invite you to hum along with me, just one single note.
Can you talk a little louder, please?
Yeah, I invite you to hum along one single note with me and enjoy the sound of each other's voices. Simply enjoy the sound of each other's voices.
Thank you.
So as we think about drawing our time together here to a close, we wanted to invite each of you to call out into the room as you are so moved, one word that expresses what you will carry home with you, what you will take down late. Thank you to Laura for reflecting those as we call them out.
Sparkles.
Blessed.
Pictures. Ah, that's a good one. Smiles.
Don't be limited by how slowly I'm writing.
Hope. Roots. Enough. Laughter.
Grace.
Power.
Remember.
Patience. Connections. Play.
Resilience.
Energy.
Friends.
Love.
Tulip.
Glow.
Gratitude.
Peace.
Reversal.
Healing.
Welcomed.
Connected. Resolve.
Refresh. Generosity. anyone waiting to send their word out into the room? We wanted now to open the conversation up. If there is anything you want to share or reflect on about the weekend, you can use more than one word now.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that for some folks, speaking in a room like this is easy, and we're often the first to speak. So maybe those of us for whom speaking here is easy, we might pause a moment and leave space for those for whom it is maybe a little bit scarier to speak up in a room like this. And maybe there's something, there are people in the room who have not yet spoken, who have been waiting for a chance to speak. And I also wonder, that doesn't mean that if you usually speak, you can't speak. Pausing and giving room. Just be sure. Well, I think we introverts are perfectly happy and content with the silence, and I know there's some extroverts who probably need to talk. My name is Jean, and I came here this week primarily to spend some time with my sister, who's one of the teachers, and she said, oh, and the women's retreat is going on. So I came in sort of as an outsider, but was made to feel very welcome, and it's been a real blessing to be able to be here with all of you. Thank you.
One of the challenges for me is meeting new people and then trying to remember names and faces after a while. If you wore the same clothes every day, I don't even think that would have helped. So the challenge, one of the challenges, and several of us have discussed this over the weekend, is, gee whiz, if we had name tags, that would help. But I really feel that maybe that was done purposefully or forgetfully, I don't know. But it is a challenge to remember names, but to greet new people and know that if you forget their name, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I appreciated the sense of leisure that came, especially as I reflect on, you know, how much harder it was to get here, how all the things that Holden can do for guests are so much harder to do right now. You know, in every way, there's this duress around me. You have to stomp the labyrinth. You have to drive 500 miles out of your way to get here. And then when you get here, then there was just this amazing sense of grace and leisure in the middle of all that hard work. And I just want to recognize all the work on the part of the staff that it takes to make this winter program happen.
I get a sense that a lot of women came here with a lot of pain and a lot of need for rest. And I kind of leave with one voice of that kind of emerges with everybody, and I take that and appreciate people's vulnerability and sharing that, and just take that with me. And it was good to be here with those of you that not only just drove 500 miles to get here, but those of you that in your life it took a lot to get here, to leave those kids that really need you, to leave those spouses and partners or that job. And the 500 miles was really nothing compared to what a lot of people carry in their life right now. So I take that back and want to hold that for a long time as I go down Lake.
I'll chime in on that one because of the hard thing to get here. Let's see, 20 years. And some of you heard me tell you that. It's like, kept saying it and saying it and saying it. So, you know, 20 years of hoping I could get to Holden. So finally did. And coming weepy. So right on that whole, you know, we're bringing our pains and hurts and stuff to it. Not leaving weepy. And pretty expectant, you know, just a basket full of hopes of thinking in my head that I would bring it up here and leave it here. And then a quiet time with the Lord on the first day, and surprise, surprise, He doesn't ask me to. He doesn't task me or ask me to leave it here or take it there, all that. He just gives me the word relax. Actually, relax, but that's too long of an explanation. He's got it. So thank you, staff and providers of the... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I really needed to come because I realized most of my life for probably the past 4 years has been intensely doing things for my family. And Lacey, thank you. When you said you were coming, that put a little spark in my mind. Well, could I go? And Lacey's there, that would be fun to hang out with you again. But and then I connected some friends and we all came, and Natalia, you were the brave soul who's never been here and jumped in on it. And it's been a real blessing for me, and especially because really close friends have come at the same time that I haven't spent time with for a long time. I don't think I've seen Jean for years, but and Lacey, I want to tell people that if you like Lacey's music, she has some beautiful CDs. Poor Claire, C-L-A-R-E. Is it poorclairemusic.com?
It is, thank you, Anita.
I was going to be April. April's good at that role. That's not
I don't really promote myself.
No, so you don't.
People help me.
But I know some people said all that music was wonderful, so you can go to that website and you'll see some really beautiful music. And
I think you have a few CDs in your bag.
Yeah.
I do. I know that.
But it's been a really special time for me to be here. So. And thank you, Elizabeth. I don't write. I haven't been writing for a long time, and it got me writing again.
And Hanifa flew across the country, then drove 500 miles.
Yeah.
do a lot of sessions in this room.
Yes.
A lot.
Well, in fact, I have a lot of people here. But I was really appreciative of Casey, your style. And it was refreshing to me and inclusive, and Elizabeth too, you encouraged me to, as an introvert, to do things or say things that usually I kind of keep close. Mm-hmm. And so I really appreciated, especially Casey, the spaciousness mm-hmm. that you created. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth, you ask questions about poetry. It's like, oh wow, I get it now. I need to have you with me every time I read poetry. So the spaciousness that I know both of you created and others too, but those two strike me especially.
I've been really grateful for the story. That you've introduced in scripture, but as well of more modern day characters. Yeah. But I've actually been more impressed with our stories. Mm-hmm. And that we're all women who are living our stories and our lives. And I'm really grateful for your resilience. And what my word, my word was remember. And so I was thinking, so what are we forgetting? What am I forgetting? Forgetting. Yes. And I think what we forget is how deeply loved we are. Mm-hmm. And thank you for stirring that up in me again. And I guess I want to encourage us to continue to stir that up in ourselves mm-hmm. as we go out into this world that needs us to know that, mm-hmm. that we are deeply loved. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the true blessings of coming to the women's retreat at Holden that I've found is that there's always this, it's always a safe place to kind of let down your walls and hear those stories of other people. And, you know, if you're fortunate, you have that outside of Holden, but I know some people don't always have that. So I hope that it's been a blessing for everyone this weekend to be able to make those connections and let down your wall a little bit, and somebody else lets down their wall, and those places of vulnerability that we find ourselves in are tough, they're challenging, but I think that is where we find sometimes our greatest love and support, and you know, outside of family, sometimes that's hard to find. So I just really appreciate the women's retreats where you get to make those connections and feel like you can make a difference and that other people are making a difference and having an impact on your life, even if it's for a brief moment, but you could take it with you.
I had the word reversal. Because I think about it as like a word that has verses in it, mm-hmm. and but it's like it represents the journey that you make back and forth, and mm-hmm. all the everything every day from our one building to the other. We walk between two buildings. Mm-hmm. We're always walking back and forth, and our lives are like that. We're doing the same thing in a pattern, mm-hmm. and. If you take time to flip the pattern over, you will see it all in another way, the reflection.
I came here as a newbie and a non-Christian, and so I felt shy and concerned about that. Mm-hmm. And what I found out is that we are larger than that, and that I have way more in common at the heart, and that was really lovely. And I will carry that sense of what we have in common when I leave, mm-hmm. as opposed to looking at what, how we're different.
Similar experience to Cecilia. In fact, we got here and realized that we performed together a million years ago. I don't know how I identify. I certainly haven't had a home-based church since I was about 20. So a little bit of trepidation coming and just feeling so welcomed. And like that whole thing where you have your lunch tray and you're scanning, and I never like. Inevitably, if I stood there for like even 2 seconds, somebody would say, "Get over here, come sit down." So that was such an amazing welcoming experience, and that's my word, is just feeling welcomed.
Thank you. I came here expecting some quiet time.
I had books
I was gonna read. I was gonna introvert hard here.
That's a great word.
And then for some reason I was like, no, I'm gonna expend my social energy. And I'm gonna meet new people and I'm gonna have conversations. So thanks for conversating with me. I make them up all the time.
Yeah, I failed miserably at resting up, disconnecting, and relaxing. And I succeeded mightily in just taking in and observing and connecting and enjoying. So thank you all.
I missed the question. Can you give me the question?
We were inviting people to just say anything they wanted to say about the weekend. It's a chance to reflect on what you noticed, learned, valued. What do we want to say to the group about the weekend?
And this is not a negative thing, but it mirrored to me some of my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good guest. And I'm not a good chit-chat. And so I kind of walked around going, I'm a little uncomfortable, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do other things like become a clown or become, you know, I'll clean a toilet or something. I that's me, and that's something I'm learning to accept about me, is that at that level I just sometimes,
Some of us saw the choir slideshow this morning, and so that just renewed my gratitude for how God has called this place into being and continues to sustain it, and the amazing story of how this village was sustained through the Wolverine fire, and the people who have given so much and who give so much, and the connections of Holden with people across the United States and across the world that have been touched by this place in significant ways that continue. It's a small microcosm reflection of what the church is in a very tangible way, I suppose. And so I go away with renewed gratitude for the surprising gift of Holden from the mission.
I'm not sure if the buses will cross, but the man who really saved Holden is coming in today.
This one right here, early on, I named her St. Joan. She found the ski poles that I needed to get around. She opened the window in my room when I couldn't. And she, I don't know what she said about herself that wasn't positive, but I think she's wonderful.
Yeah.
was going to say to you that, you know, I like men.
it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a limited number.
Just with women. Too.
Yeah, I really loved using the men's bathroom in the hotel. Forget about the urinal. I'm going in here. Very free.
If anyone's been waiting until the last moment to speak.
Yeah, there are no words.
This is a thank you for Holden, that we're still disconnected from the internet as guests. I know it's an ongoing discussion here in the village, but it was so wonderful because I would have checked. I would have checked something and I couldn't quite sleep in the middle of the night. I would have read the news or whatever I would have done. And it is a blessing not to be able to be connected. And also to know that if there is a tree emergency, word does come in. So it's like, the things I really don't need to know about, they're still out there. We'll learn about them again tonight.
A little worried about re-entry.
Yeah. Well, they need staff.
This is kind of our debriefing session before we go back into the real world, right?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I have to say something. My name's Wendy, and I'm here for a year with my family. But last year, 2016, my word for the year was pause. So I paused my career, paused our house payment, paused lots of things, and came to Holden. And somewhere in the last 6 months, I forgot that it's 2017 and I need a new word. But so many of the conversations I had this weekend, and it was such a gift to be part of this, even though we're not going down the mountain today. And I have 6 months left. And but I felt a nudge to press the play button. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that pot, I mean, I need to move out of my pause, and I think it was healing. And a few months ago, somebody new came up into the village, and he was like, "What are you doing up at Holden?" I'm like, "I'm hiding from my life." He goes, "This isn't a very good place to hide." And I remember thinking, I thought about that a lot. It's an interesting place, and there, it isn't a place to hide, and it isn't why I want to be here, but. But thanks to all of you for helping make that nudge to take some risks and have some courage to move into something new. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all of you. Mm-hmm. Now I have to find a new word.
Play.
Play it, pause.
Laura, thank you so much for creating these. I don't know about you all, but that is an image of how my insides feel. Right? That full. Thank you for reflecting that back to us. Before Carol comes up and reads for us, is there anybody who's going to regret not giving voice to something? Thank you all for being vulnerable and generous and sharing.
A reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians in the second chapter. It's also to us. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in an unadorned clay pot of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us, as it is. There's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we're not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We have been thrown down, but we haven't broken. What they did to Jesus, they do to us, trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us. He lives. Our lives are at constant risk for Jesus' sake, which makes Jesus' life all the more evident in us. While we're going through the worst, you're getting in on the best. We're not keeping this quiet, not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, "I believed it, so I said it." We say what we believe. And what we believe is that the one who raised up the Master, Jesus, will just as certainly raise us up with you, alive. Every detail works to your advantage and to God's glory. More and more grace, more and more people, more and more praise. So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Walking with a loop and then down the mountain. We'll take some time and pray and thank God for this time. So I always trust that God is a divine eavesdropper, and he listens in to not only those things that we speak out loud, but those things that are still in the crevices of our hearts. And so let us pray. God, to whom we all belong, we hold before you and we give you thanks for a weekend that has been full to the brim with stories and laughter and grace. Reminders that you walk with us, you rub shoulders with us, and you deeply love each one of us. You love our pieces and our fragments, our scattered selves. You love even our blind spots and our words that sometimes go the wrong way. You love every ounce of who we are, and we are so grateful. We thank you for every person who has made food this weekend, for everyone who has paved a path in the snow. We thank you for those who have folded laundry, and for those who have prepared the way for us to come. We thank you for every presenter, for every vulnerable story, for every conversation late into the night about small things like grandkids or kids, or those aren't small things. Or also deeper conversations about our longings and our hurts and our pain. Thank you for holding all of this. And Holy God, now hear us as we pray, our hearts filled with gratitude, not only for those things still inside of us that will remain, but those things that we voice out loud now. Hear us, God.
Julie and her family.
for the lives that we return to.
And now, Lord, you gently lead us into saying words that we're not really ready to say yet. Goodbye. See you later. Thank you. We pray blessing your spirit and grace upon grace on each woman that was able to come this weekend. And we pray that you accompany them as they return to their homes, to their families, to their vocations, to relationships, to the beautiful mess of each one of their lives. And so be ever present and surround Anne-Marie and Jana and Kirsten and Molly and Mitra and Robin and Kathy and Diane and Julianne. Come close and continue to whisper in Margaret's ear and Joan's ear and Jean's and Linda's and Katrina's and Gretchen's and Janet. Walk closely with Sally and Susan and Amy, Cecilia, Michelle, and Lindsay and Elizabeth. Remind Joyce and Aurora and Janet and Roseanne and Natalia and Hanifa of their worth and value. Continue to delight in Tawny and Anne and Susan and Katrina and Sonia and Candy and Janice and Anne and Sharon and Linda. Fill the hearts and minds of Marna and Heather and Carol and Kathy and Jaya and Shelley and Darlene and Elizabeth and Monica, Jana, Netsy, Wendy and Miranda. Continue to help us notice and celebrate George and Carol and Laura and Jean and Lacey, Anita, Emily, Roberta, Ruth, and Wendy. And for the many other people that we met who will now be leaving this place, and for those who remain, we thank you for them who bear your image, who also bear in their bodies your death, but then are called every day into your life. We thank you, Jesus, for your life, death, and resurrection, for continuing to speak to each one of us, arise. As we go home, continue to speak these words of resurrection and hope. We pray all this in your most holy and blessed name. For you are Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, our life, our breath, our meaning, and our ultimate home. Amen. Amen.
As we close, I want to invite you to return to that posture of openness and receive. I want you to hum. Enjoy the sound of your voice in the midst of all the voices in the room. Thank you.
but found freedom, take it with you into the world. If here you have found comfort, go and share it with others. If here you have dreamed dreams, help one another that they may come true. And if you have known love, give some back to a bruised and hurting world. Receive the blessing of St. Clair. Live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy and has always protected you. He loves you as a mother. Go in peace to follow the good road, and may God's blessing be with you always. And if you can sing this line, then you got the song.
Is no fear in love. Is no fear in love.
Peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks. Thanks.